Jamaica to petition Queen for billions in reparations over Atlantic slave trade. By Simon Kent on July 13, 2021. Jamaica plans to seek billions of pounds in reparations from the UK as compensation for the Atlantic slave trade. Olivia Grange, the culture minister in Jamaica, said a petition will be sent directly to the Queen by the Attorney General to begin the action. She said Jamaica was a center of the global slave trade, with the Spanish, then the British, forcibly transporting Africans to work on plantations of sugarcane, bananas and other crops, Reuters reports. We are hoping for reparatory justice in all forms that one would expect if they are to really ensure that we get justice from injustices to repair the damages that our ancestors experienced, Grange told Reuters in an interview at the weekend, adding her voice to a global drive on the subject. Our African ancestors were forcibly removed from their home and suffered unparalleled atrocities in Africa to carry out forced labor to the benefit of the British Empire, she added. Redress is well overdue. An estimated 600,000 Africans were shipped to toil in Jamaica, according to the National Library of Jamaica. The Caribbean island nation was a British colony from 1655 until 1962. Grange has not given a figure being sought, however, fellow politician Mike Henry said the petition is worth some £7.6 billion. Henry told Reuters, "I am asking for the same amount of money to be paid to the slaves that was paid to the slave owners. I am doing this because I have fought against this all my life, against chattel slavery which has dehumanized human life." Jamaica's action came as the UN Human Rights Chief demanded comprehensive reparations be made to compensate countries that have suffered what she called the deadly legacies of slavery, colonial rule and racial discrimination. As Breitbart News reported, former Chilean socialist President Michelle Bachelet presented the UN Human Rights Council with a study Monday she hopes will change the definition of racism. It comes after her intervention last month calling on the world to immediately dismantle systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to the oppressed, while groups like Black Lives Matter should receive funding, public recognition and support. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.